This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Tuesday, April 23rd. Testimony from the first witness in the Hush Money criminal trial against former President Donald Trump will continue today in New York. David Pecker's getting back on the stand. He's the ex-publisher of the National Enquirer, who allegedly helped broker the Hush Money deal with adult film star Stormy Daniels. Meanwhile, the judge hasn't ruled yet on whether Trump violated the gag order imposed on him. That's the question that was debated this morning in court. Prosecutors say yes, he did, at least 10 times in the last week or so, and they argue he should be held in contempt of court and be fined $1,000 per violation, saying his social media posts attacking key players in the case could pose a real threat to the proceedings. Trump and his lawyers say he didn't, at least not willfully, and argue that he should be able to respond to political attacks as a leading presidential candidate. In social media posts, Trump's criticized likely witnesses in the case, the judge, the Manhattan DA, and even the jury, which the former president also railed against last night in an interview on Real America.
That jury was picked so fast, 95% Democrats. The area is mostly all Democrat. You think of it as just a purely Democrat area. It's a very unfair situation, that I can tell you.
Tensions are high at Columbia University right now. The mostly peaceful protests at the school are being overshadowed by reports of anti-Semitic chants and threats against Jewish students. CNN's Omar Jimenez is at the college.
Hey, Krista. So we're now on the 7th day of protests here at Columbia University, with the on-campus encampments still up. Part of what they're protesting is to pressure Columbia to divest from corporations they say benefit from Israeli apartheid and genocide. Now, Columbia has said almost all classes on its main campus will be hybrid until the end of the semester, which was always scheduled to be Monday over safety concerns. And that's partly because of the multiple forms of protests we've seen. Some have been very peaceful, but others openly anti-Semitic in nature with some violent messaging. And that's really come in contrast between protests that have emanated from on-campus versus off-campus agitators, as they have been described. And it's not just here, but similar protests have popped up at university campuses across the country.
President Joe Biden is heading to Florida today, where he's looking to use abortion rights to get more support ahead of the election. His campaign is jumping on 2 recent rulings from the state's Supreme Court. One that paves the way for a 6-week abortion ban, and one that gives voters the chance to enshrine abortion access in the state's constitution come November. Biden is linking abortion bans directly to Trump, in the hope that it will encourage moderates to turn out in droves to vote against the former president, especially women. Democrats have struggled to find success in Florida, which has voted Republican in the last 2 presidential elections. Starbucks is at the Supreme Court today. And no, this case isn't about coffee, but about how much power the federal agency in charge of protecting workers' rights should have. Back in February of 2022, 7 Starbucks employees in Memphis, Tennessee, known as the Memphis 7, were fired shortly after expressing they wanted to unionize. The National Labor Relations Board used its authority to get a lower court to rehire the workers while the full investigation into Starbucks and the Memphis 7 played out. Starbucks says the federal agency is abusing its power, while the board says it's protecting workers from unfair labor practices. And it's not just Starbucks that's upset. SpaceX, Amazon, and Trader Joe's have similar legal challenges pending. So this case has a lot of implications for workers and labor law enforcement. A powerful volcano is erupting in Indonesia. Up next, how it could affect weather and climate.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. Feeling thirsty? You might already be dehydrated. Enter Liquid IV. Behind every great-tasting sip is a science-backed formula of electrolytes and nutrients made to quickly replenish fluids lost from sweat. Every stick is powered by 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Redefine the refresh with Liquid IV, also available in sugar-free. Tear, pour, live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
The recent eruptions of Mount Ruang in Indonesia sent volcanic gases and ash tens of thousands of feet into the atmosphere. And some of those punched so high they could have an impact on the weather and even climate because they reached the stratosphere. And those volcanic gases can linger for up to 3 years and reflect sunlight, producing a short-term cooling effect, so that's the climate side of things. As for the weather, eruptions can also spark intense lightning, and the ash can degrade air quality. Experts tell CNN it'll take some time to determine the full climate impact. All right, that's all for now. I'm Chris DeBow, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.